William Hill offers odds on Trump running and winning in 2028. William Hill is now offering odds of 5-1 that Donald Trump could return to the White House for a third term, which would demand a dramatic change to the U.S. Constitution. The British bookmaker has begun taking wagers on Trump winning the presidency again in 2028, despite the constitutional limit of 2 4-year terms set by the 22nd Amendment, ratified in 1951. Although the notion of a third term remains highly speculative, Trump has frequently joked about the possibility. At a rally last November, he told supporters, "I suspect I won't be running again unless you say, 'He's so good, we have to figure it out.'" He also hinted that a victorious 2024 campaign would be his final run unless supporters do something. J.D. Vance ahead of Trump. William Hill is currently the only major UK online casino accepting bets on Trump serving a third term. According to their odds, Trump is the second most likely to win the next presidential race, behind Vice President J.D. Vance, who stands at 5-2. Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., is listed with 9-1 odds of winning the presidency, tied with Pennsylvania Governor and Democrat Josh Shapiro, who is also at 9-1. Meanwhile, Polymarket, a blockchain-based platform that allows users to bet on real-world events, is also running a market on Trump's potential third term. However, traders there assign a much slimmer 4% probability to the repeal of presidential term limits. Polymarket gained attention after users accurately predicted Trump's significant win in the previous election, bucking conventional polling data. Political betting goes mainstream. Political betting has surged in recent years and changed from a niche activity to a mainstream interest. This has been widely credited to the expansion of online betting platforms with bookmakers able to easily offer odds on anything. However, political betting hasn't been without controversy in the UK. In the run-up to the 2024 general election, it was revealed that Craig Williams, then a parliamentary private secretary to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, had bet £100 on the timing of the vote. The incident prompted widespread criticism and renewed calls for a ban on political betting by elected officials, supported by campaigners and prominent MPs such as Sir Ian Duncan Smith and Tobias Elwood. While William Hill focuses on Trump, competitor Boyle Sports has taken a different tack, offering 33-1 odds on tech billionaire Elon Musk becoming the next president. A spokesperson for Boyle Sports noted, "We're erring on the side of caution with our price.